T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, I'm Joe Connolly. Today, I want to introduce you to 3 craftspeople, artisans, who we met at one of the WCBS Small Business Breakfasts. And they brought their handmade products up to show us at the end of the breakfast. And I said, I want you to come and tell how you started and grew your businesses on our spotlight videos. So I want you to meet Mike and Wendy Hill of MW Coastal Goods and Grant Tankus of Soundview Millworks. Let's start with Mike and Wendy. What are some of the small, beautiful products that you make that sell the best, would you say, Wendy? What's your best seller?
The buoy bottle openers that we make and the wine openers equally sell as well. And we do a lot of customization of those. Those are our best selling, the custom products that we sell.
And what gave you the idea to start this business?
I was making fishing lures. And my wife said, oh, you should try putting a bottle opener on one of them. So I did. And it looked good. So her father saw it, and he was in sales, so we ordered 20. So that was our first order. And then we got into some shops, and it kind of exploded.
It just took on
there.
A life of its own from there.
How long did it take to sell the first 20?
Well, I mean, when he saw
my dad was a good customer. But,
right. You know what I mean? How long did it take for his clients or him to sell the first 20?
Well, he used them as gifts
to his sales guys.
So he needed 20 more.
Right. Yep.
Quickly.
But I was an elementary art teacher, and Mike works at his full-time job, his family business, and I ended up leaving my teaching job to do this full-time as I brought them out to different stores. People loved them. That got spotted by someone who was the buyer at the Ocean House Hotel, and then they purchased some, and it just kind of took off from there.
So did you know pretty quickly that you had a business here?
No. I would say no.
She did. I felt very confident about it. Mike had to be convinced. But, I mean, it really took on, you know, a life of its own. It's something that's not that you see around very often. You know, it's a buoy that's turned into a bottle opener and a fishing lure that's turned into a bottle opener or a wine opener. And the fact that we could customize these was great. And we ended up getting spotted on social media and got an order from Vineyard Vines several times. And then, you know, it just started getting larger and larger businesses were interested.
Wait a minute. Vineyard Vines contacted you before you reached out to them?
Yes. Well, it's funny. I had posted a picture on Instagram of my dog, and someone that works at Vineyard Vines saw it because she was getting married at this place where the photo was taken. And then she inadvertently spoke to someone that contacted us, and it kind of serendipitously happened.
What a great story. How long ago was this?
2012, I'd say, was the real beginning of the whole production.
Yeah. Right. Yep.
And Mike, who did you say gave you the idea? Oh, your wife gave you the idea to put the bottle opener on the fishing lure?
Yep.
And did that make sense to you at first?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, did?
Absolutely.
Right. It was a good idea.
While you're fishing, you have a beer. And so we did that, and then we expanded into different shapes. We went into wine openers, and we brought them down to a local store, and they loved them immediately. So we got in there, and we befriended the store owner, and soon enough, someone else saw them, and they wanted them.
You started to sell immediately out of the Ocean House?
They placed an order, then we started getting other custom orders, and you couldn't keep up after a while because I'm teaching all day elementary art, and Mike was working, so I had to make a choice, you know, am I going to give this a go? And I did. I decided to leave teaching.
What advice do you have for other art teachers? I mean, that's quite a story. You went from an art teacher.
Keep the day job? No, it's been wonderful. I mean, I've learned so much about business that I didn't know before. It's being in education. The biggest helped us, I have to say, is we had a score mentor. And I can't tell you how helpful he was to us. And he still is. It really benefits you to have someone in your corner that knows business.
I'm such a believer in SCORE. Yeah. Those people do great work, especially for someone who's not been in business.
Exactly. Really helpful.
Very helpful. He had us set goals, you know, and he made us get a bank loan so we'd have some credit under our business name.
And not go broke yourself.
Right.
Right. Right. And now, where do you make these products now? Where do you manufacture now?
We started in our house, now we have a shop in Noah.
We have a retail shop slash workshop.
So now we sourced out originally to Maine to have them turned. We found a cast molder in Providence to make the parts, but we manufacture them.
Mike was turning every single piece until it became, you know, overwhelming. And then we have a patent on our design, and... Yeah, now it's the two of us. Mike does all the epoxy hand brush finish. I do the painting and the vinyl design.
This is what we started with. It was a fishing lure. So this is the opener we put on the top. So that's how we began. And new this year was the cheese knife, kind of the same design.
So
we branched out a little
bit. And we carry Grant's boards in our shop, too, so it pairs really nicely with his boards.
Now, see, if I saw that fishing lure with the bottle opener, I would have gone, oh, wow, look at this. I've never seen something like this. That's the reaction you want.
Exactly.
How neat. They're beautiful.
Thank you. So I airbrush this, and then I put the epoxy finish
Mike
on
that. Mike does
that
start to finish, that design.
Grant, you make beautiful wood products is how I describe it. Tell me how you describe it.
Thank you. Yeah, we have a company called Soundview Millworks, and our core business is cutting boards, sort of artisan-influenced cutting boards that become personalized. So we have a product that we accent with unique handles. So our core handle and our most popular one is a cleat. So if you're a boater, you would have a cleat on the cutting board. And then we would personalize it with an initial or a monogram, a latitude and longitude, or something unique that speaks to you. We continue that path with unique handles like horse bits for equestrians, fish-shaped handle for people who are into fishing. We have some new ones coming out that are similar to bamboo shapes or like a generic rod or a branch. So the handle sort of speaks to the person you are.
And there's endless possibilities for new items, right?
Endless possibilities for new items. Yeah, one of the sayings we have back in the shop is kind of bring your passion to life. So what is it that you like to do? You know, for me, it's boating. So the cleat is a natural fit. For Mike, it's fishing. So he would get a board with a fish handle. For my girlfriend, it's horseback riding, so it would be the horse bit. So it's sort of a continuation of those things in life that you love.
How do you decide which handle to branch into next?
Some of it's by demand. Some of it's, you know, sort of looking at things that are aesthetically pleasing and that you think are fun and have a great following. They need to be specific enough that people love that hobby and that lifestyle, but generic enough that it appeals to a broad enough market that it's not, you know, one tiny little segment of it.
This is one of our cutting boards with a nautical compass rose and the cleats that I was mentioning. So this one, obviously very nautically focused and with the multi-stripe pattern, is reminiscent of, you know, the teak and holly interiors and that true nautical look. And this actually is probably one of our most popular boards throughout all of our stores that we sell to.
How long does it take you to make that?
So it's actually broken down into a lot of bits of little time. You know, it's a little bit of time of gluing, a little bit of time of planing, a little bit of sanding, oiling, and then engraving, packing, shipping. So in all, it's probably, you know, 30 minutes spaced out over multiple days. The oiling process itself takes 4 days.
The compass is beautiful.
Thank you.
Is that stenciled on? How's that on?
So our process of personalization is done through laser engraving, which gives us the ability to do many unique characters. We can take photographs of custom logos, let's say the News Radio 88 logo or a picture from a wedding invite. We can pull out unique characters of that and engrave that into the board. So it becomes a piece that is truly personalized to the recipient of it.
That was laser engraved on there?
Laser engraved, yes.
Wow.
Pretty cool, right?
Very cool, yeah. Right. Oh,
just
wow.
To show you some of our custom here. And we have a few for our friends here to hang on to.
We'll use this at 5 o'clock today. Thank you. That is beautiful. Grant, you also have a different job of redoing boats. I mean, which is the biggest revenue generator? The cutting boards or the boat refinishing?
Well, I would say the real business is cutting boards. And then as a sidearm and kind of an expression of who I am and how much I love the water, I've forted into, you know, refurbishing some power boats, and you know, it's an expression of my woodworking skills, and it's an expression of sort of the lifestyle I love. Some similarities with Mike and Wendy and I is I used to work at Vineyard Vines as well, and I learned a lot about business and passion and the mix of a work-life balance and how enjoyable it can actually be. And for me, redoing those boats was a great way to keep doing what I love. And you know, I've made some money doing that along the way, but I've sort of branched out into honing my skills.
And they're beautiful when you lift them up. I mean, it's obviously just such a quality product. But I would have guessed that the boat work generated more revenues. But that shows how well your products are being received.
Thank you. Yeah.
You're doing volume.
The quality of our cutting boards is something that we're really proud of. It's something that I'm a stickler of and really try to pass on to everyone who works with us. We want to get it right. We want to get it right done right quickly. And we want to be proud of what we produce. All of our products are handmade in the U.S. I design all those handles myself and come up with, you know, how they're supposed to look and how they're supposed to be just aesthetically pleasing. And the look of it coming together is something we're really proud of.
These are great stories of modern entrepreneurs using their artistic skills, their smarts to start their own business and using technology and leading a lifestyle that many of us would dream of. And hopefully they've given you some ideas to pursue your dream too.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.